Chapter 9. Contrast of the Two Covenants. The Bible is composed of two covenants, contracts, or agreements. The first covenant was between Abraham and Jehovah. It was sealed by circumcision. Genesis 17. It's often called the Law Covenant or the Mosaic Covenant. Both titles are wrong. It is the Abrahamic covenant, and the law that was given through Moses belonged to the covenant. When the Israelites were delivered from Egypt, they had no law nor government, so Jehovah gave them the law. We call it the Mosaic Law, Exodus 20. It is the covenant law with its priesthood sacrifices, ceremonies, and offerings. The law had no sooner been given than it was broken. Then God provided the atonement, or covering, for the broken law. Exodus 24. The word atonement means to cover. It is not a New Testament word. It does not appear in the New Testament Greek. Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses instead of merely covering. The first covenant did not take away sin. It merely covered it. It did not give eternal life or the new birth. It gave a promise of it. It did not give fellowship with God. It gave a type of it. It gave protection to Israel as a nation. It met their physical needs. God was Israel's healer, provider, and protector. You cannot separate Moses' law from the covenant. So when the covenant was fulfilled, the law was fulfilled and set aside. Hebrews 10:1, for the law having a shadow of the good things to come, not the very image of the things, can never with the same sacrifices year by year, which they offer continually, make perfect them that draw nigh. All that law and the first covenant was a shadow. The sacrifices could never make perfect the man under the covenant, else would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshippers, having once been cleansed, would have no more consciousness of sins. The blood of bulls and goats did not cleanse the conscience, did not take away sin consciousness from man. The inference is that there is a sacrifice that takes away the sin consciousness, so that man stands uncondemned in God's presence. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Romans 5:1, being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 3:26, God becomes our righteousness or our justification, that he might himself be righteous and the righteousness of him that hath faith in Jesus. The minister of the sanctuary. The first covenant was sealed by the blood of Abraham, and God sacrificed an animal. This new covenant is sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son. Hebrews 8:1, we have such a high priest who sat down on the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens. He is the minister of the true tabernacle which the Lord prepared instead of Moses. Everything centered around the high priest under the old covenant. When the high priest failed, the people had no approach to God. Everything centers around our new high priest under the new covenant. But our high priest can never fail his people. But now hath he obtained a ministry, the more excellent, by so much as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which hath been enacted upon better promises. The high priest was an earthly mediator between Israel and Jehovah. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant.